When the two went head-to-head in 2000, Democrat Dave Hansen ultimately unseated then-incumbent Republican Gary Drzewiecki. In the last 4 years, Hansen lists the senior care program as one of his biggest accomplishments. He also broke ranks and voted with Republicans on a property tax freeze. Political watchers say it was a calculated move, but Hansen says his vote was in earnest.
And I will fight for real tax cuts that focus on working families, not just corporations. And in that regard, I authorized a bill to exempt unemployment benefits and Social Security from state taxes. So my record is clear. They can try to distort it.
A retired political scientist from UW-Green Bay says Hansen had a tacit agreement with Democratic leadership in Madison. David Littig says Hansen must walk a fine line in a district with strong Republican leanings.
I know that he's made some local Democrats unhappy with his sort of moving to the right on some of these issues. I know when confronted about that issue, he felt, yes, that the governor sort of allowed him to make that vote because it would help him in his district at the same time knowing that the Republicans did not have enough votes to pass it.
And Littig wonders if Hansen's challenger has the complete support of the state Republican Party. During his time in office, Gary Drzewiecki cast votes against the party line on public financing for professional sports stadiums, including Green Bay's own Lambeau Field. Drzewiecki's campaign materials take Hansen to task for accepting help from Senator Chuck Quala during the 2000 campaign. Quala now faces 19 felony charges related to illegal campaigning, but Littig says no one has ever proved Dave Hansen knowingly accepted tainted help.
What Drzewiecki is asserting is a sense is that Quala really was the mastermind of that campaign in terms of financing the direction that it's at. I don't think we have the information to confirm that.
But suspicions are enough for Drzewiecki.
The single most important thing is that the people of this district need to have a senator that will represent them, not one that was bought and paid for by somebody else and then has to hold cotton for him.
Hansen says he's disappointed but not surprised that Drzewiecki is bringing up the Quala connection. He's also not swayed by insinuations that he's soft on social issues, like abortion. Hansen calls himself pro-life.
My daughter had a baby at 16. We helped raise her until the little girl was 3 and a half. She's now 13. I'm very proud. I walk the walk. They can make all the comments they want. But the truth is, I've walked that walk in my life.
Drzewiecki wasn't expected to win the Republican primary in September. Political scientist David Littig says he pulled the victory off due in part to a strong base of socially conservative supporters. Drzewiecki says his record as a former state senator resonates with people in northeastern Wisconsin.
When the pro-life issue comes up on the radar screen, when anybody brings it up, they're quick to point out that they know that Dave Hansen tried to claim he was just as pro-life as I was in 2000. But when he got down to Madison, Right to Life gave him a zero for the first 2 years and only a 60% for the next 2 years, but he got 100% from Planned Parenthood.
The rematch for the 30th Senate District could hinge on voter turnout. Republicans tend to come to the polls regularly, but with a tightly contested presidential race, Democrats could turn out on force, and that would give incumbent Dave Hansen a slight edge. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.